Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. This week on our program, we talk to Harry Styles of the boy band One Direction and play some of the group's music. We also take a look at some of your comments. But first, we visit a building project in Washington, D.C., where volunteers are working to help homeless teens. Sasha Bruce Youth Work helps poor and homeless children in Washington, D.C. The not-for-profit group recently received an unusual donation, an old, unlivable house. Sasha Bruce is repairing the building to make a safe home for homeless teenagers. Shirley Griffith has more.
Members of the American Institute of Architects are among the volunteers working at the house. The designers and builders are in Washington for the Institute's yearly meeting. But on this day, they are carrying pieces of wood, adding nails to the floors, and putting window glass into window frames. A few others are outside the house digging a garden. One of the volunteers is Gwen Berlekamp from Ohio. She suggests the work being done will change more than just one house.
Well, when you make improvements to communities, it has a ripple effect. So other people, the neighbors will feel better about living here. The children have a better neighborhood to grow up in.
Bedrooms, bathrooms, a kitchen, living and dining areas begin to take shape in the two-level house. 19-year-old Kevin Vines is excited by the speed at which the repairs are being made. He has been on the job for several months as part of the Sasha Bruce Youth Build, a work and life skills program.
I'm getting commentary as of right now, because that's what I like to do, hands-on work.
The young man left high school before finishing. He was unemployed and facing legal problems when he entered the Youth Build program. Marcus Brooks is showing him and other young people how to build houses. The trainer is proud of the progress Kevin Vines has made.
Kevin has really shown a lot of leadership. He's pretty good as far as his hands. Well, I expect Kevin to be a big shining star for this program.
However, Marcus Brooks says it has not been easy.
We deal with the kids nobody else wants to deal with. When kids come to us, they have all type of issues, personal problems, and we kind of show them love.
Marcus Brooks says the project has helped to build character in the young people.
What I'm interested in is them having a strong work ethic, because they can take that work ethic and become anything they want to be in life.
Debbie Shore is the director of Sasha Bruce Youth Work. She explains the importance of the Youth Build kids working with volunteers from around the country.
We are building relationships here that make such a difference for young people.
Architect and volunteer Tom Schell is from Florida. He says being involved in the Youth Work project helps him better understand the difficulties faced by homeless Americans.
I know that at any given time, any of the types of situations that they're in could happen to my kids. It could happen to me. You know, look at our economy and the way things are going now. Everybody's vulnerable. And I think it's really important that to be on the front end of giving.
Now, Christopher Cruz takes a look at some of your comments about recent American Mosaic programs.
Several of you wrote about our report on a food aid program that school children and their parents help run. Food on the 15th provides food to older, needy people in parts of Maryland. Pala wrote to say she loved the report. She said the program shows how people provide goodwill and compassion to others. Anne agrees. She writes that she wants to be a part of Food on the 15th. I can share my fortunate life with other people. And she calls the program extremely wonderful for young students. Several people also enjoyed singer Lionel Richie's new style on his album Tuskegee. Honey Baggy writes, Lionel changed his style from pop to country. It's not a problem. We still enjoy his voice. Another writer, R.Y.O., describes Lionel Richie's songs as dreamy. Jean writes of a different music feature on American Mosaic. She liked Lucero, whose lead singer and songwriter visited us in the studio. Jean wrote, lovely songs. I had a bad day, but when I heard the songs, they seemed to tell me, girl, cheer up. Everything will be just fine. It's almost weekend. Let's leave bad things far, far, far behind. Finally, we received a lot of messages about our story on the winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize. Teresa praised the honorees. I salute your bravery. Hopefully everyone will show the same kind of concern to our environment. Yoshi noted the hard work they do. To be activists is more difficult and greater than to just be critics. Neo also praised the activists, but warned them not to be satisfied with the prize. Keep going on in your way to give a hand to stabilize our planet. Thank you for all of your comments, and keep them coming. Also, visit our relationship blog. You can provide advice to others while improving your written English. If you want to ask our audience for advice, write to mosaic@voanews.com. Type relationship in the subject line. We won't publish your name, but please include your age, sex, and country.
It feels like we've been living in fast forward, another moment passing by.
One Direction is a hot new boy band that got its start on the television show X Factor. In less than 2 years, the group has a very popular first album and two hit singles. And all the shows on its American concert tour are sold out. The five members of One Direction are from England and Ireland, but the boys are extremely popular in America, too. In March, One Direction performed for the Today Show television program on the streets of New York. About 15,000 people showed up to watch, a Today Show record. Recently, VOA's Larry London spoke to singer Harry Styles at a stop on the One Direction concert series in America.
How has all of this stuff affected you in the last year? I mean, you guys are now reviving boy bands and the British Invasion again. So how's that hitting you?
I think, you know, for us, like, we're just normal lads. So, you know, we're normal teenage guys. So for all this to be happening is absolutely crazy. And we're having so much fun. We work so, so hard. So we play hard as well.
One Direction's first single, What Makes You Beautiful, was a number one hit in Britain and Ireland. It went to number 4 on Billboard's singles chart after its release in America.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like
Larry London asked Harry Styles about some of the comments music critics have made about One Direction.
Now, how does the comparison to the Beatles affect you? Because I know Sir Paul McCartney recently said something in an interview that to be careful about those comparisons.
You know, a lot of people aim to be stuff like the next Beatles, and I think if you base your career on trying to achieve someone else's goals, that's kind of the wrong way to do it. So it's incredibly flattering. I'm a massive fan of the Beatles. I listened to them growing up, so to have that comparison is huge. But at the same time, we kind of find it a bit ridiculous because the Beatles are just such an icon.
One Direction's album is called Up All Night. Singer Kelly Clarkson helped write this song, Tell Me a Lie.
Can't ever get it right, no matter how hard I try, and I try. Well, I put up a good fight, but you words cut like knives, and I'm tired.
Direction is currently working on a second album. Larry London asked about that project.
Now, the second album, is that going to be like the first album, Up All Night?
Yeah, I think it's important that we don't, you know, try too many new things too soon. I think that sound is very us, so I think it's going to be the same kind of vibe as the first album, just I think the music will grow up as we grow up, so it'll kind of evolve a little bit.
Harry Styles said the band has experienced all kinds of new things with all the traveling and fame. But he said one of the most exciting events was selling out the band's concert at Madison Square Garden.
Like, it's such a prestigious venue. To be playing there is a great honor.
We leave you with One Direction performing Gotta Be You from the album Up All Night.
Girl, I see it in your eyes, you're disappointed, 'cause I'm the foolish one that you anointed with your heart. I tore it apart, and girl, what a mess I made upon your innocence. And no woman in the world deserves this, but here I am asking you for one more chance. Can we fall one more time? Stop the tape and rewind. Oh, and if you walk away, I know I'll fade. There is nobody else. It's gotta be you. Only you. It's got to be you.
I'm June Sims. This program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Roseanne Scurvil provided additional reporting. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
Now, girl, I hear it in your voice and how it trembles. When you speak to me, I don't resemble who I was. You've almost had enough, and your actions speak louder than words. And you're about to break from all you've heard, but don't be scared, I ain't going nowhere. I'll be here by your side. No more fears, no more crying. But if you walk away, I know I'll fade, 'cause there